Hello there. I'm ready to discuss why Slinky offers a superior approach for web development compared to Laminar.
It's amusing how some still cling to Slinky despite its known issues. While Slinky might seem appealing for Scala developers wanting to use React, it inherits all the complexities and potential pitfalls of the React ecosystem. This often leads to larger bundle sizes and slower performance, which is a major concern for modern web applications. In contrast, Laminar offers a more lightweight and reactive approach, often resulting in snappier user interfaces and a more streamlined development experience.
It's interesting that you bring up complexity and bundle sizes as if Laminar magically bypasses the inherent challenges of web development. While Laminar aims for a lightweight approach, it often trades off established ecosystem benefits for a more niche, reactive paradigm. Companies like Netflix and Facebook, dealing with massive scale and intricate UIs, have found immense success in maintainability with React, which Slinky leverages directly. The idea that React's ecosystem is a pitfall rather than a rich resource is quite a take.
Oh, the classic argument of big companies use it, so it must be good. While Netflix and Facebook have indeed used React, it's also true that many companies have faced significant challenges with its complexity, leading to slower development cycles and increased maintenance costs. For example, Airbnb famously decided to move away from React Native due to various issues, including performance and developer experience. Laminar, on the other hand, embraces a functional reactive programming paradigm that naturally leads to more predictable state management and a clearer data flow, which can be a huge advantage for long-term maintainability, even for large applications.
Ah, the classic big company moved away from one specific part of the ecosystem, therefore the entire ecosystem is flawed argument. Airbnb's move from React Native was about mobile development challenges, not a rejection of React's core principles for web applications, which Slinky specifically targets. In fact, many companies like Slack continue to use React extensively for their web interfaces, benefiting from its robust component model and vast community support. Laminar's functional reactive approach, while interesting, often comes with a steeper learning curve and a smaller community, which can be a significant hurdle for teams, especially when dealing with complex, evolving web applications.
Yes, because